Beginnt der Koran darf, man sagt das aber, der Zohar darf ein Beis, wir gehen mit Beis, und das macht, beginnt sich immer, mir spüren, ein Kibbes Jain, if it has this thing that holds back the wine on the lip, it's Asr. So it's just for time, we can say, wait a second, let me like Kibbes Jain, why do you need that Kibbes Jain? Typically, Mishra Mashpach Kufi, I mean, the Mashpach itself is problematic. The whole thing, don't come on the Gemara, later on the Vayin Dalma Beis, the Vayin Nigub, when it's used with Yain Nesach, it has to go through this whole purification process. So the Tirzah Ben Tam says, no, come on, Mayer B'Mashpach Shal Cheres. This is too much that the pourer was made out of earthenware, the ball of clay, where it absorbs way more. So therefore, the whole thing's problematic. V'achah B'Shalades, here it's made out of wood, the lay ball of kulei, where it doesn't absorb so much, and therefore it's only if it has this Akebes Yayin, then it's a problem. But B'Shul B'Chazah B'Rabbein Tam appears, then subsequently B'Rabbein Tam retracted and he explained, no, the Hachav Ha'asam B'Shalades, both here and there are talking about when it's made out of wood. Well, come on, Mayer B'Shalades, but there's talking about from wood, Shemiyuchel Tashmish Shal Abikachavim. It's designated for generally utility of idol worshippers. And therefore, Baal Tfei, it absorbs more because it's always used for them. L'kach by Nigub, therefore, needs a purification process called Nigub. But here's so much on Mashpech Shal Yisrael. It's actually the Jews' Mashpech, his funnel. L'kach by Nigub, therefore, doesn't require Nigub. L'fi Shalom goes by Rabban, because since this only was a temporarily use, the Rabban would not go in such a case. B'shemachi Noka Davka, that's why the Gemara says specifically, Shishba Kibbeh Yain, that it has this Akebes of the wine that it holds back. Avgav, come on, although the Gemara later on within the Vayin Dal, Kama says, Gabi Kankanim, by the jugs, L'fi Shalom, that's used temporarily, Gaz Rabban, and the rabbis made a gezer over the Hasim with Vash time, and there it's, as the Gemara explains, the reason Mishim Machnis Lekim, because it's kept there for a long time, even though it's only temporary use of a gas, but the gas, umachas, and his mats, umashpech, and the funnel, Shein Machnis Lekim, the wine press, they're not kept, meant to, kept, to keep there. Lebalikulai, they don't absorb so much if it's used only on a temporary basis. Tanakh says, Tais Mask, the Tizbin Zigmacha, Pechsasitz, Lechusai, Tipshalach. Yeah, that you could answer, but not the case of Nitzichibur. So it says, when Tim is going to say, Pshidu da Asur, I mean, obviously it's forbidden, keeping the Bechassah sets Luchusai, so that's pretty obvious. Even if there's no wine even remaining in the Mashpech, Falachi Asur is still going to be forbidden because of that little that's there. But therefore, it's not so obvious. The force of the non-Jew is a rabbinic halacha. So therefore, only what's on the outer rabban will gezer. What's inside, they would not gezer. Come from here, you see, if you have kosher wine, betoch kli echad in one vessel, but not lebikachav mesaklim bechutz, and the non-Jew takes the vessel from the outside, shavach min yain lechutz, and he pours in the wine the outside, but loynog beyain mashenafal, loynog beyain. It doesn't touch the wine. It doesn't touch the wine itself inside. So mashanavah chutz l'klias is what falls outside the vessel. That's forbidden. Like we said, mashan b'teicha klimot. What's inside is going to be permitted. I mean, like hacha, like we say, behid l'gavoy l'gaz rabbanu. What's inside, the rabbanu not gezer. Next says, "Master, begin the words of the Gemara." Amar lahu Rav Chizla hanu savisa. Rav Chizla said to these wine merchants, "Kikalisa chamer labi gechavim." When you measure out the wine to the non-Jews, mekatan katufi brish Rashi. What does that mean? Sheyivse gresha elyon shal nitzuk, that it should interrupt the top of the upper tip of the flow, mekalev shal Yisrael from the vessel of the Jew. Couldn't she give resha tachdan before the lower tip reaches the kibush of the gechavim to the vessel of the non-Jew? Because the migi reish tachlin kibush of the gechavim. Because if the lower tip reaches the vessel of the non-Jew, koyim shivs the greshel and mekelav shal Yisrael, before the upper tip leaves, it gets interrupted from the vessel of the Jew. So lemani kitov, that's not going to help anymore that it gets interrupted. The nitzikhibur, because you already have the flow that's connecting it. Pasuk Rashi Rav Huna, and Rashi rules like Rav Huna, that it says nitzikhibur, that the flow is a connection. Why? I mean, the suburb of Chizda, Ochre Kavasei, from the fact of Chizda over here, holds like him as a different masketeer is going on that, and therefore a story in practice is a great source. V'beintam pasik, but V'beintam rules the Nitzik in the Chibur. No, flow is not a connection. Avgav, Rav Chizda, to be like the Nitzik Chibur, although, yes, Rav Chizda holds that the flow is a connection, but Kamakam or Rav Sheishas. But Rav Sheishas, the Basu, who, that's a Basu Tvei, He's a later Amayra Amar. He says the Nitzik in the Chibur that the flow is not a connection, but the Mukim Asnidim. In fact, it explains the Mishnah by Bikuchavim Hamaogal El. When he says a non-Jew is the one that's pouring, oh, that's the reason why forbidden. Obviously, because if it was a Jew, even though it's connected with the flow, that would not be forbidden. Chim Azutra also Mazut Basrahu that he's also later Amayra Amal Kamon. He says later on Kin Kishon and Sharia. Now, what's this kin kishakin chashav nitzuk? That's considered as a flow because avagav de'ina oila al de'matzitza, even though it doesn't go up only through sucking, to domele gishta bas gishta. So, what's it similar to the case of the tube in the secondary tube? The chashav l'kaman that the gemara considers later on as a nitzuk, as the halach of a flow. In the parak tamud alef, in fact, the gemara asks that shemamina nitzuk chibur. Obviously, a flow is a connection. Amagav gishta. So, obviously, we see by the pipes, even though the wine only comes up through sucking, and it's not going to end up getting mixed up by itself, like other flows of halacha, even so it's considered as a flow. It's the same idea. It's with straws, and still we see that he rules it's not going to be considered as a connection. The Jew could drink from it with the non-Jew. Void more than the Tani Reb Chiya, when this the Reb Chiya taught Keshe B'chassos, it's L'chusai. The Alma, obviously the Ksavan did need to gain the Chibur. He holds that the flow is not a connection, and therefore it has to be because it went into the wine itself. Now, Avgav to come a Nitzuk Tiba'ilach, even though the Gemara said that, it's not definite, it's saying you could still ask it as a question. That's just pushing the truth of Alma, just like Teretz, but the truth is, it would seem that it still holds that that would be a source of Nitzuk is not a Chibur. Now, more of it says, Taisis, V'oid mevi Rabbein Tam Raya. Rabbein Tam also brings the proof, the Nitzuk and the Chibur, that a flow is not a connection. In the Park Tamud B'chol Duchtim, we find throughout Shas, the Gemara asks and says, Shmaman on Nitzuk Chibur, is that to say that the flow is a connection? Meaning, Mashma, sounds like the Kashla Tamud, that it was difficult for the Gemara to say, Lesser ben Nitzuk, that's going to be forbidden with the flow. Because that's the Halacha, is that Nitzuk is not a Chibur. V'oid more of it, Rav Huna, we have Rav Huna the Dayek, that he makes inference, the Nitzuk Chibur, that the flow is a connection. Mehida Nitzuk Bar Katafris, from this the flow, and the Katafris, and Mashka Tevech, V'chulu, that the Gemara brought. V'dak Rav Huna Minah, Rav Huna inference from that, the Tumul, Lataharu, who'd love a Chibur. It's only for those Halachas, not a connection. Halin Yain Nesach, have a Chibur. Regarding Yain Nesach, it is a connection. And so we're saying only for that. That was saying because again, generally, it's not. Now, lid mashke teveach. Regarding the liquid that's just a little moist, akachach ein diyugze emes. Obviously, that this inference is not true. I mean, like Rabbeinu Tam says, that even for yain nesach, the truth is we're not going to say that it's going to be a nitzah chibur. Why do you know this? Because let's first establish that by that his dig that he's making from mashke teveach, that by yain nesach it would be a problem. That's not true because the parak bishmol previous in the samach mebeis mashma sounds like lin yain nesach bin tevechem nas latvech. You do need to be moist to make something else moist. Kabuvi kechavim we find by the non-Jew the shtekech b'matzarte we find the wine press etc. Mevashi says ikatevech latvech b'chulum if it's moist it would make something else wet etc. So so just like we see that even for yain nesach it's not true that we don't consider it chomer just with mashke teveach. Then we could say the same thing that his deek regarding the flow is also not true, and even for that we say yain nesach it's not going to be chibur. The b'hadi adadi tanlu because they're taught together near each other. Boy, more of a boy layoff in the back. The Gemara previously had asked on Daphne Zayim and Bizgav and Mills Rav Huna de Gagusni. He said, Shmam no Nitzik Chibur. Obviously, the flow is a connection. Micah Boy, what are you asking? Rav Huna, Dom Bashmait, and he says, now it's the Nitzik Chibur. The flow is a connection. Shmam, obviously, that you could refer to Rav Huna, hot debate that he retracted. And that's what he's saying, that, is that to say Shmam no? What do you mean? Of course he says, no, because he retracted, because Nitzik's not a Chibur. Says Taisus, okay, in conclusion, so in the situation of a great loss, then you could rely on the word Rabbein Tam, to permit, even if a non-Jew touched it, if it was through a flow, but when it's a small loss, then you could be stringent of Rashi, like the words of Rashi. However, if he drew wine from a barrel into a vessel that has in it yayin nesach, so there, that if there's six, if there's in the barrel 60 of the wine should be kli shesh b'nesach in relation to the vessel that has the ayin nesach. Vadim or to them v'shotik mibimid avulu mando amanitzik chibur. Even according to one who holds the flow as a connection, so the gada chibur al dinitzik because it's not more severe the connection through a flow and. Meilu hayakulay ma'ur b'chavis. Then more than it would have been all mixed together in the barrel. Shal yas bottle b'shishim. That it would have been bottled in 60 kistam yenim like regular of the wine. Commercial pirush Rabbein Tam. Like Rabbein Tam explains on the next daf. Daf ayin gimel naf div maschil yayin. But nitzik the mitzer. Hechadam is what's the case of the flow that is forbidden. Wine was flowing from the barrel. And the nandru came along and touched the flow. Shuhu nitzik, which has the flow itself. Then kihai mitzvah. Then there would be forbidden mandom and nitzik chibur. According to one who holds that the flow is a connection. Again, however, heichashesh hevsem merubo. When it's a great loss, mechina pesach Rabbein Tam. Then we rely on the pesach Rabbein Tam. The next test master begins. Gemara amalav rava l'shavchai. Rava said to the poorest, kishavchizu chamalav b'kachavim. When you pour wine to the non-Jews, l'liku rav b'kachavim l'seiba hadecha b'chulah. Don't let the non-Jews come close to you and help you with you, etc. B'kachav said, therefore, yeshli is our one has to be careful. Kishisol shavchayim b'chavis. When the Jew is pouring wine from a barrel l'kli acher to another vessel, shleisei abigachavim, that the non-Jew should not help, l'kli yisrael acher. Unless there's another Jew, shemesiei harbima, that's helping him a lot, then it's not a problem. Kshayin mikalech menagigis, when the wine is pouring from the barrel, in the chavis, or from the barrel, ba'agolo, in the wagon, l'techa kuba, into the jug, and the non-Jew is lifting up the wagon so that the wine should pour very well. That was such a story. But the reader didn't want to say, not permitted. He's not really doing any real help. However, it seemed, since anyways, the wine would flow anyway. That what the non-Jew did didn't really help. It's only through that it's flowing better. So it's permitted, says, it's helping that doesn't really have much substance. But one has to be careful, because when the wine remains in the kuba, and then the non-Jew is tilting the kuba with the assistance of a young minor Jew, and then, like we said this before, what the Jewish kid is helping is not really helping much, and therefore it's all being done with the non-Jew, and therefore that would be a problem.